Rabbi Zev Duna.
Rishus Chosh V'Tzibur, Mamish Kiddush Hashem. In this situation we end, come Mamish, the Mamish Kiddush Hashem. We don't know what it means, Shemaim, Mesuyas Nefesh, no one's looking for excuses. Shkerech of Simcha, forgive me the COVID, Mamish, I can say a whole shiur just of all the people's comments about the shiur, about Chosh from reading it from the notice, I can give a whole shiur about that. Just Akdoma, just before we go to the Shaila, just a small introduction about a muktza. In muktza we find there's two chalokim, there's two categories in muktza. The first category is all the cases which have got no usage on Shabbos. So we call that to muktza gom, where you can't do anything with it. You can't move it at all. It has to stay in the same place the whole Shabbos. Since it can't use it, it's got no usage. Such like eitzim, avonim, stones, you can't do anything with a stone. It's muktza the whole Shabbos, finished. You can't move it, not to use the mokum, not to, even if you want to use it, it's a gufa, you want to do something with it, you can't finish. It's got no usage. It has to stay in the same place the whole Shabbos. Or muktza machmas. Issa, since in order to use it, you have to be over in Issa, finish. It has to stay in the place, there's nothing where you can do it the whole Shabbos. That's category number one. Muktza, we call that muktza gom. Category number two is things called klisha manachta l'issa, which is a kli. Its normal usage is, you do the thing, you throw them with it. That's what, that's a hammer, the kli, it's a hammer, you use it, it has a usage. But its main usage is, what you do is, you knock a nail in the wall, which is also on Shabbos. Therefore, came to Stetz Chazal, even though you can do that, it has a shimosh of ohetta, you can open nuts with it. But since its main usage is for Issa, Chazal said, this is called the kli shemanachta l'issa. Different halachas. You can't move it. If you left it in the garden, you won't be able to bring it inside because that's called mechama latzer. You're just doing it, you're moving it to look after it. Said Chazal, no, that we don't allow you to do. But if you want to use it, it's a gufoy. That means you want to use it. The actual using of it, you want to open your nuts with it. You're allowed to open nuts on Shabbos. You want to take a hammer, open the nuts with it on Shabbos. Mutter gomor. Chazal said it's mutter. That's tzerach gufoy. Tzerach mekoyim. If it's, you left it on the Shabbos table and you want to put your plate down, tzerach mekoyim. Also, it's mutter. I mean, one goes to the sugars, one sees it's a whole different inyam. We call that, it's called gezeiras kelim. It's not even a normal mukta. It's not even a normal mukta. Chazal made it. It has a usage on Shabbos. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. We call that gezeiras kelim. Gezeiras kelim. Chazal didn't want you to. They wanted you to minimize moving things on Shabbos, which you normally use during the week. For Issa, Chazal said, minimize. Take it easy. Whatever you don't have to do, just bring it in from the garden. That's nothing to do with Shabbos. Don't do that. We minimize it. What do we tell you? It's a gufo, it's a tzerach mekayim. Yeah, if you want to use the place. What?
This hammer.
Even if not, you won't miyachid for nuts. You miyachid it, use it, it's in your toolkit. It's in your toolkit, this is where you live in the back of the van. Hammer, smash open the nuts, mutter gomel. Mutter gomel. What?
If you have an option, do it.
Oh, this is one of you touching on to one of the main points in. Oh, yeah, that's soon up. This is one of the very, very touchy subjects. Skitzer, this, you got the hammer here. Mutter, Gzeris Kedem, we call that Gzeris Kedem. They wanted to minimize Kedem, which it's not really Mukta. The Prima Garden's got sad. And normally they call it something which is a boss, is a plate. Something which is a plate for Mukta. So the plate also becomes Mukta. But Kalisha Menachta Le'issa. Prima Garden's got sad. It's not a boss, it won't become a boss. So that boss is a something which is Mukta. This thing is not Mukta. It has a usage. Chazal says minimize its usage. It won't become a boss to that. There's another Prima Garden, something called Migdus Katzoi. Something which at the beginning of Shabbos didn't have a usage, finishes. We've heard the whole, it's mukta for the whole Shabbos. What about something which is a klisha manachta l'issa? Had this hammer. Now, middle of Shabbos, it can't be used anymore for knocking in nails. It can only be used as a nutcracker. Something happened to it. Do say, migdus katzoi. Now, the whole Shabbos, if I left it in the garden, I still can't bring it in. Or no, it's not mukta. Migdus katzoi is something which wasn't mukhan. Whatever wasn't prepared at the beginning of Shabbos, it's not prepared the whole Shabbos. This thing was prepared. It has a usage. Chazal said, minimize its usage because you use it for issa. Now it's a nutcracker. You don't have to minimize it. You'll be able to bring it in. No problem at all. That's called the sugya of klisha manachta l'issa. This is gezeiras kelim, we call it. Now, and we see in the Gemara. The Gemara says even if mamish kapaskin alocha, if you don't have to use it, if you've got a nutcracker in your cutlery drawer, you have to take that nutcracker. You can't just go to your toolbox and take out the hammer. Minimize as much, same cloud. Minimize as much as you have, as much as you can minimize. Minimize it. Take your nutcracker and open the nuts with the nutcracker. Don't use the hammer if you don't have to. It might be easier to use it, even if it's easier for you to use a hammer, still, if you've got a nutcracker, try and minimize it and use the nutcracker. That's the clue. Now, coming now to Hashayla, should be said, one of the very big Shailas, one of your Klisha Menachteris, which it's a Klisha Menachteris, it's got no Shemosh at all for Heter. I've got no, it can't be used as a nut, it can't be used as anything, it's a drill, let's say. Drill, I've got nothing else to use it for, I can use it for drilling in the wall, there's nothing else I can do with it. Come Shabbos, do we say, it's a Klisha Menachteris, if it's in the way, I want to get past, move the drill, no problem. Or no, since it's a Klisha Menachteris, which has got no usage, there's no usage where you can use for Heter, I can't open a nut to it, there's nothing I can do with it. This moves over to the other category of mukta, and we call that mukta machlas gufa. It's properly mukta. It's got no shemosh for Shabbos. This thing is a useless like a stone. It's a big, big shine in the post game. It's a tumul. It's mamish. One of the most unclear things of mukta. Very interesting because it should be a poshta halacha, but it's mamish at halacha lemaisa. One rabbi will tell you that. One will tell you that. It's the most unclear thing from the sugars. It sounds like it's come out of Gemara. The Gemara says if you got a ner, it's a kli, which you put in it the oil and the wick. The Gemara says, normally this thing is called a Klisha Menachteris. If you didn't light it that Shabbos, it didn't become a basis, no problem at all. You can use it, move it, it's called a Klisha Menachteris. But if it's a very dirty one, you wouldn't use it for anything. The Gemara says, that's it, Osir. Shagged the Nefta, you can't use it at all, it's Osir. It's not from that Gemara. Even a Klisha Menachteris, you can't use it for anything. This comes Mukta Gomor. That's the Pashtus. There are the ones who want to be Chedek on that, but the Pashtus is a Klisha Menachteris, which has got no usage on Shabbos. You can't do anything with it. It's called the Mukta Gomor, and you can't move it at all, even a Tzerkufa. It can't weigh nothing. It's mamish like a stone. That's the Pashtus. Now, moving over, what's called the Klisha Menachteris? What defines something as the Klisha Menachteris? Something which has, let's say, two Shimushim, it can be used. It's got usage of Heta, and it's got usage of Issa. Use it as both. Not like a hammer where the main thing is you keep it in your toolbox, and at a random time you want to open nuts, so you'll open nuts, so it's got both. I don't know, you've got, let's say, a brush which you can't use on Shabbos, type which you can't use, it's got a mirror on the other side. So you use it sometimes as a brush, sometimes as a mirror. It's got both. So the Magen Avraham says it's called the Klisha Menachteris Leheter. It's got the same malach, you can move it even if you left it in the garden, bring it in, no problem at all. You can move it even with Chama Natzel, because that's called it's got halacha of a Klisha Menachteris Leheter. But something which is ikka, this thing is made for, it's used for, you have it there for in the cupboard for Issa, like the case of the Gemara, the needle, you have it for sewing, sometimes you'll use it to take out splinter, you keep it in the sewing cupboard, it's not in your first aid kit. These things, it's called the Klisha Menachteris Issa. One, you've got something which is, that's the case of brush, that's the case with a mirror, that's both, that's Klisha Menachteris Leheter. Now, the Bialacha speaks out, even though most times you use it for Issa, but since it's there for to serve you for Heter, we don't care, we don't work out how many times a day you use it for Issa and Heter, and we're going to start, that's going to be the Kaveh. That's going to be how we're going to define it, if it's going to be Issa Heter. It's nothing to do with how often you use it. Even if, let's say, someone does sewing once a year and he gets more splinters more often, that's nothing, that doesn't depend on that. It depends where it's in your sewing box or it's in your first aid kit. Depends what it's there for. What? Oh, so we don't go with Max Adat, so we're going down in Kalim. We want to know what it is. It's not going to do Akhtar of Das. The Mishabura does say Alash and Akhtar of Das, but normally the Klisha Menachteris Issa, you have to define what it is. You're not Max Adat, because you know if you're going to get a need. But you know, this thing has a shimush of cracking nuts. But you know the back of your mind, if you're missing, if you need something to open your nuts, then finish. This is what you're going to take out. It's a good point what you're saying. It sounds like once been used, Kol's Mana can be used as a nutcracker, then we take on everything as stand Mak Tadai to Malay. It has to always have a Issa. It has to be a good enough reason why you're Mak Tadai. Definitely according to Shimon, but Lalach Lamais, we're passing, it has to have a reason why you're Mak Tadai. What? So another halacha, Mishabura says, Klisha Menachteris Issa, the Heter wasn't just given when I want to use it, I can give it to my neighbor. A goy, the Mishabura says that not. To a goy not, same reason. Everything's the Tzorech Shabbos, it's called minimizing, you don't have to give it to a goy. It's a big shayla, it could be the Mishabura means when because you're scared the goy is going to use it for Menachteris Issa, so that Chazal never gave a Heter, it's a big shayla by giving it to a goy, but to your neighbor, definitely. Now, moving on to the clock, we'll move on to the phones. So if you have a standard phone, a normal phone, when it doesn't have a clock on it, it doesn't have a alarm clock on it, a normal handset phone, comes Shabbos, smokes it, Pasha doesn't have anything on them, can't think much what you do with a phone normally, and you can use it as a what's called a pager, to keep the papers from going flying, but you have to, a paperweight, but you have to know if you work with that sort of, a normal phone, you left it on a Shabbos day, you come there Friday night, it's finished, that's it, this phone is you're stuck, you're going to have to sit somewhere else. No effort to move it, to Pashtus. A mobile phone, you set your alarm for Shabbos morning, very normal thing. So now, so this is off. So it's already alarm clock. It's a phone and an alarm clock. How do you look at a phone? Is it klisha menachtel? Maybe even klisha menachtel heter. If for me, I use this mamash, it's a phone and an alarm clock. And if I won't have the sim in it, I'll also walk around all day. This is why I look at the time. And this is why I set my alarm. And I'll be... No, a hammer's there. If you wouldn't have it, just if you wouldn't be a worker, if you wouldn't knock nails, you wouldn't stand a hammer, you wouldn't buy a hammer, you wouldn't keep a hammer for cracking nuts. If this person, you're right, so I think you're right, by this phone, a person won't buy a phone. What? No, it doesn't change. No, we have to always assess it while it's during the week. What is? How do you look at a phone? What is a phone? There's a phone in Klishim Nachtel Heter, because yeah, for me it's both. It's a long clock, and it tells me the time, and it's also a phone. So if someone married by him, this is his clock, and even if there's no SIM in it, no SIM card, he uses it by his clock, he walks around all day, this should be a Klishim Nachtel Heter. Even though we said, wait a second, but most times I'm using it, I'm more making phone calls on it than looking at the clock. Well, that doesn't matter, don't count on a piece of paper. It doesn't go according to what you use more often. That's not a it has nothing to do with that. What it is, if this person, you tell me, doesn't have a SIM card, you still use a phone. If he leaves it in the garden, he'll be able to bring it back in on Shabbos. Let's talk about someone who, no, by him, it's not. He definitely, if he loses a SIM card, he's not going to use it as a clock. So, it's finished. Like a hammer, this thing is a phone. That's a phone. One of the minors of the phone is you can use a calculator and you can use things. And you can also try and find where exactly your alarm clock is, and you'll eventually get there and you'll try and set it. But that's not what it is. It's a phone, and you can actually, if you want, you can use it as an alarm clock. So l'chera will call this a klisha menachtel isa. So if you set two alarm clocks for Shabbos morning, 1:07, 1:07:30, you used yours at 7 o'clock, you woke up, tzerech gufo l'chera, it's fine. We said tzerech gufo can even work for someone else. You can take it, it doesn't have to be just for you. So you can take the phone, take it to the next bedroom, and put it next to the person's bed, and no problem. We'll wake him up, mutter gomel, nuts, shun l'chera, tzerech gufo. Mutter gum. Well, like a normal alarm clock. I mean, yeah, but every alarm clock, and then the. Oh, every alarm clock when you switch when you switch the alarm clock, always you might press it. When your alarm was going, Shabbos morning. Why not worried? You might. Lights up, yeah. Yeah. It's misasik, and then even if it does, it's misasik. And if Allah has zichin, not a problem. It's misasik. I know it's going to be misasik. So that's mutter gomel. What I'm more worried about is, we're second in the morning. Why if I don't have a second alarm? Just one alarm, and it's waking up, and it's going to disturb someone else in the room. I want to take it out of the room. Am I allowed to take it out of the room? Is that called tzerich mekomo? I'm not putting my nigavas down where the mobile was. So what should be my heter to take out? I'm not using the makom. I'm stuck. Or no, if it's disturbing you. The post can want to give a heter, if it's disturbing you, they could be, that's called tzerich mekomo. They don't talk about this case, they talk about, let's say, if you have a light on, let's say, you don't want to take the light, you want to move the lamp or torch outside the room, tzerich mekomo, or fan, let's say, you've got a fan blowing, you're not going to use the makom, but that's called, you want to use the bedroom, you want to use the room, the room is not usable, calls the man, this thing is making noise, that's also called tzerich mekomo. So you'll have a heter to take out the room, tzerich mekomo. It's also, the post can, no problem, tzerich mekomo, take out the room when it's ringing. And the problem, more problem is, I'm worried about, I'm not passing El Shasta Rav. One that I used it, went off, after a minute, went off, that's it now, it's staying off till the end of Shabbos. And now Shabbos afternoon, it's on your bed, and you want to now land on your bed, you want to take it away. You got up at the Shabbos morning, you rang, now, the phone's gone off now, that's it's staying off till the end of Shabbos, because... That's it. It rings. That's how it goes. It rings. It's not anymore set. You know, yeah, he didn't set another one to wake you up Shabbos afternoon. That's it. This thing for the whole Shabbos now, it's not going to be used as an alarm clock. It can't be used as an alarm clock. It's off. No alarm set. All of them off, 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 off. Now, it's on your bed. Lying on your bed on Shabbos morning. And now you come there Shabbos afternoon, you want to lie down on your bed. And the phone's lying there. You want to know, can I take that off my bed? What? No, can't be used as a clock. It doesn't come up. It's off. Yes. Yes. Can't use it as a phone. As it's a klachia, but what can I take it? At klishim nachter, so I want to take it in my hands. So can I take it out? Tzerich mekomo, I want to use the makom. Why not? Klishim nachter isa. So the shaila, why not? Tzerich mekomo, why not? But the problem is, no, maybe this thing now is not anymore klishim nachter isa. Once it's now come used anymore as an alarm clock, so it's not an alarm clock, it's anymore. What is it? It's a phone. It's a phone, a stammer handset without an alarm clock. It's a modern day shayla. You wouldn't have such a shayla 100 years ago because nothing can change. It always has, you can always open nuts in the middle of Shabbos. Maybe you don't have nuts in the cupboard. It's a shayla of today. That's something which the reason why I had a shimush lost it in the middle of Shabbos. It's not anymore alarm clock. It's also to set the alarm. We can't set the alarm. It's this thing as if it doesn't anymore have the shimush of an alarm clock. Or is it just a phone? It's just a phone. It's going to be said, yeah, it's probably mukta. Or if I say, finish, I'm stuck. I have to stay there for the rest of Shabbos. It has to do with the shinu. Or no, someone's going to say, for during the week, it's still an alarm clock. Well, who said, you look at it? Today, finish. That's it. Today, or is it a phone? It's not anymore alarm clock. So we're saying, well, but a mukta is a cloud. A mukta is a chatzi Shabbos. Middle of Shabbos, nothing, whatever was the beginning of Shabbos, doesn't come mukta in the middle of Shabbos. That, oh, that's a new shayla. What about a phone which is chasar and kiss? Right. It's a chasar and kiss. That's a very good shayla. That's a very good shayla about chasar and kiss. But could be if you can have a shimush on Shabbos, there's no chasar and kiss. Chasar and kiss normally is something which you can't use on Shabbos. Very expensive for, I don't know, a needle for sewing. You won't use it for anything else. Come Shabbos, that's it. You're stuck. You won't use it. But this thing, it has a shimush. Shabbos, you use it as a alarm clock. So chasar and kiss, we don't go with chasar and kiss. Not because there's no problem with chasar and kiss. Chasar and kiss only on Shabbos. You can't do anything with it. This thing, I can use it. It's beautiful. I can use it as a alarm clock. The shayla is about emuk to the chatzis Shabbos. That here, that could be here if it doesn't have a shemush. Emuk to the chatzis Shabbos normally is, let's say, if something that's clear on the Gemara, something which comes unusable in the middle of Shabbos, that everyone agrees is emuk to the chatzis Shabbos. When it is not usable, everyone agrees, even in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes mukta. You only can't change things, and if you want to change it, zichud, that sort of thing. But something which be'etzem has got no shemush in the middle of Shabbos, because it's mukta, in the middle of Shabbos became unedible, you can't use it to mukta. So this thing as well, in the middle of Shabbos, finished. It became not usable. It should have the halacha should be, l'chira should become mukta gomu. I'm not paskiding, asked for that. Could be someone going to say, because during the week you can use it as a alarm clock, but l'chira for Shabbos, if it's unusable now anymore as a alarm clock, l'chira should just be a normal phone, and l'chira should be also even to move it, l'tzerif makayim. There's one more last shayla. What happened on the air of Shabbos, before Shabbos, I've got a normal alarm clock, and I've got my phone. I'm allowed to l'chatchila go along and set my phone as a alarm clock. I like it. Schmack makes a nice ring tone. That better than my alarm clock. And I know on Shabbos morning, when it makes a noise, I'm going to take it out of the room. Can I do that alechat chila? I know on Shabbos morning, I'm going to end up taking out my phone. What's the problem? So if Mekoyimo, we said, Mutter, why not? But we said before from the Gemara, which Mamash Mishabura goes like la'alacha, big shayla la'alacha, Mishabura paskins is whenever you can minimize, if you've got a way of using a Kishim Lachter, that's a minimizing, yeah, if you can minimize, then we don't allow you to use it. And it's before, even if it's easier, you've got a reason why you want that, but if it's not a very, very good reason. So try doing before Shabbos. Maybe Mashavu is only talking about, as Simcha was saying, maybe only before Shabbos, maybe that's a lot on Shabbos, I've got a choice in front of me, minimize, take it easy. Go along and take, don't go along and take the hammer, take the nutcracker. What about Erev Shabbos? So Erev Shabbos, I'm putting myself in the matzah, I know I'm doing something, I know I'm going to end up gonna have to move the phone because that's what I said. So do we say maybe on Erev Shabbos you're allowed to? The halacha is on Shabbos you've got a choice in front of you. Don't go along and take the hammer if you can take the nutcracker. Before Shabbos, even though you've got a alarm clock and a phone, and I can use the same price, I can use the alarm clock and no problem alarm clock. Now holding an Erev Shabbos, maybe l'chatchila you can go along. We don't mind. Set the phone. What's gonna happen on Shabbos? You don't have to worry now. There's no halacha. Minimizing is on Shabbos, when you're holding on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you know you're gonna get in a matzah. You might have to move the phone. That we don't mind. That's a very shayna sorrow. Just ending off, it's always work out that the mobile, when you move it from one room to another room, so China, a lot of times the bars, the change for the reception. As soon as you lift it up, right. No, that's definitely what it goes on. Yeah, definitely.
Then I can kick it to my son's room.
No, if it's a problem with bars, what, if you've got a bars problem?
Yeah, the light can go on.
No, then it's, if it goes on. No, it's going to go on. The light's going to go on.
Definitely
kicking
it, yeah.
Yeah, then it's a problem. Then it's definitely a problem. Then it's definitely a problem. Oh. No, so that's already how much you have to minimize. Ramosha's got a chiddush that if you bother from going one room, you don't have to go to another room and find the nutcracker. If you hear, it's trying how much. Yeah, still, you don't have to. But the bars, if you know it's definitely going to change, it might have double chain of schaven and it's not going to happen. So it's fine beside the bars.